Hey there, clarity seekers. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and find laser focus in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? I mean, seriously, who doesn't? We all have those past hurts, anxieties, and insecurities that can weigh us down like invisible anchors. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten the load, to actually shed some of that baggage and move forward with clarity and purpose? Today, we're diving into the powerful concept of ego death, not literally dying, of course, but letting go of those rigid self-concepts that hold us back. Think about it like this. Our egos are these little voices in our heads constantly judging, comparing, and clinging to things. They want us to be right, they crave validation, and sometimes they just get in the way of genuine connection and growth. But what if we could step outside of that ego, detach from those narratives, and experience life with a sense of openness and acceptance? So how do we actually pull this off? How do we embrace this ego death without completely losing ourselves? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this journey. 1. Recognize the illusion. The first step is recognizing that our ego is just an illusion, a construct built on our experiences and beliefs. It's not who we truly are, it's just a story we tell ourselves. Think of it like a character in a movie, fascinating, maybe even relatable, but ultimately separate from the actual filmmaker or the audience watching the film. You can observe your ego, its thoughts and emotions, without letting them define you. 2. Cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is your superpower here. It's about paying attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever noticed how we tend to dwell on the past or worry about the future? That's our ego whispering its anxieties. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the now, reducing the power of those negative thought loops. 3. Practice empathy. Stepping outside of ourselves requires compassion not just for others, but for ourselves too. We all have insecurities and wounds, right? When we practice empathy, we understand that everyone is fighting their own battles, struggling with their own ego baggage. This fosters a sense of connection and reduces the need to constantly defend our positions or prove ourselves right. Though, embrace imperfection. Let's face it, none of us are perfect. We make mistakes, we have bad days, and that's okay. The ego wants us to believe that we need to be flawless, but that's a recipe for constant stress and disappointment. Embracing our imperfections allows us to be vulnerable, authentic, and ultimately more connected to ourselves and others. 5. Find purpose beyond the ego. What truly matters in life? Is it fame, fortune, or recognition? Or is it something deeper, like contributing to something larger than ourselves, making a difference, or simply living a life filled with meaning and purpose? When we connect with our values and find meaning beyond the ego's pursuit of self-gratification, we create a sense of fulfillment that transcends the constant need for validation. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a crowded party, surrounded by people talking and laughing. Your ego kicks in and you start comparing yourself to others, wondering what they think about you, striving to impress them. You feel anxious, self-conscious, and ultimately disconnected from the experience. Now, picture this. You take a step back, observe the scene with curiosity, and engage with people genuinely, without needing to prove anything or seek approval. You listen with an open heart, share your thoughts authentically, and connect with others on a deeper level. This is what ego death feels like, a sense of freedom, lightness, and genuine connection. So, how do you begin this journey? Start by practicing mindfulness daily. Observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Cultivate empathy by actively listening to others and understanding their perspectives. Challenge your need for validation and focus on living a life aligned with your values. Remember, this isn't about erasing your personality or becoming someone else. It's about shedding the layers of self-doubt and insecurity that hold you back, allowing your true self to shine through. Ready to take action? Today, commit to one small act of kindness towards yourself or another person. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. And let me know in the comments how you're embracing ego death. I can't wait to hear your stories. See you tomorrow for another dose of clarity and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.